irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I want to welcome you to episode 197. I am really happy to be with you today and every week. If you don't know my work, I'm a licensed clinical social worker in Louisiana and California. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist, which just means that I utilize my intuition and my knowledge base to help you heal your deepest core wounds. I help you achieve your goals, be they interpersonal in your romantic relationship, as it pertains to your work, to your business, to just feeling happier in general. I am certified in EMDR, and I am a Reiki Level 2 practitioner. I have experience working with post-traumatic stress disorder and various traumas, including childhood sexual abuse and violence. And so I just encourage you, especially during this time where you might be feeling a lot of uncertainty and having a challenging time self-soothing consistently, which I think all of us are experiencing intermittently, to please reach out. I offer a 20-minute complimentary call to ascertain if we're a good fit to work together or not. And I just really am passionate about helping you to be happier and well-adjusted and actually do the deep emotional and psychological and spiritual work that it can take to often achieve the goals that you have and make those shifts in your patterns. My website is nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com. It's the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy.com. And additionally, besides being able to reach out to me through email, you can find links to this podcast, which is on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts, you can find All Things Therapy. I really would appreciate you subscribing and rating this podcast. It helps me out a lot in the ratings and to disseminate my guests' work each week. Usually I feature an amazing guest. Today's no exception. And the motto of my podcast is changing consciousness, one conversation at a time, which is how I believe how I'm called to change consciousness is through these conversations with my guest and with you as my listener and as my client. I'm also excited to let you know I have my book coming out later this year. It is on the topic of healing our core wounds through empathy and self-forgiveness, utilizing astrology, the placement of Chiron, the wounded healer archetype. And there's a link at NOLA Therapy to pre-order my book. It's only $16. And I encourage you to check that out, as well as an online class I offer, which are 20 spiritual and psychological practices and techniques that I use in my life to help you stay in a place of well-being and calmness and centeredness and self-love and loving others. And they're really tangible, hands-on applications that you can use. So that is all at nolatherapy.com. Let me make sure I have shared everything with you related to my work. Okay, I think so. Then let's shift to my guest. I'm really excited to have with me today, Josefina Bashout. She is a highly sought after intimacy, sexuality, and trauma expert. She specializes in women's health and empowerment. She's a tantra educator, an international speaker, and master coach, teaching us, helping us to tap into our own self-love and heart-centered intimacy as a place of departure from which we can really be connected to others and the things important to us in our lives more deeply and consistently without like the rupture of attachment that sometimes we experience when we don't fully have our own connection to our own hearts and intimacy and love. I actually did a session with Josephina a couple days ago, and it was really powerful. I really suggest her as your practitioner. She started us off with a meditation. It was a very experiential, like full body experience using tantric breathing. And I felt my whole body vibrating by the end. And she was telling me that that's the vibration of love. That's the vibration of what I wanted to attract and bring in. So Josephina utilizes the Akashic records, sacred intimacy. She's a sexual wellness coach, works with men and women. And Josephina, I'm just delighted to have you on. And for listeners, her website is josephinabashout.com. It will be in the show notes. And I just want to thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for having me. I'm very grateful to be here with you and get to share in this very unique opportunity to bring more wisdom and consciousness today to the planet that needs it at this moment.
Yes to that. Where do you think is a good place to start with our listeners around your work?
Well, what's very present and alive within me, that's kind of where I like to start with my clients, with listeners, with life, to be quite honest, is what's alive within me today. And going from there and being really present with what's alive. And what I think could be a great opportunity to speak about is with the work, as well as create a lot of value for the listeners, is something that I've been speaking about in regards to the doorway of bliss in times of adversity.
I like that. The doorway of bliss in times of adversity.
Yes. I think more now than ever, we are living in a time that is filled with uncertainty. Everything in life is uncertain at this present moment across the entire globe. So we have never been more uncertain as a species, as a race right now, at this very present moment. And when we can attune to the reality, the physical reality of that, there can give us a lot of anxiety, of future thinking, future fantasy projections, worry, attachments, as you mentioned, anxiety. And yet, what I believe, what I know to be true through my own journey of adversity, is that when we take a moment to get out of our mind and get into our body, we can connect to a greater source that is love, that is God, universe, whatever you want to call it, this ecstatic bliss that we can access through the doorway of our own body and our senses that is always available and abundant to us. In our lives, if we take some time to slow down and we refocus and recenter on that.
Yes. So how can we do that right now, Josephina?
Right now, the way that we can do that would be to acknowledge, from my perspective, it's to acknowledge that there is worry, that there is fear, but recognize that that worry, that fear, that anxiety, it's not going anywhere if you decide to step away and to go into your senses, right? Those emails are going to be there. Those bills are going to be there. That uncertainty is going to be there. But if we can choose to engage in a different relationship with the uncertainty, with the way we're feeling in our body, when we're thinking about that uncertainty, we can actually change the experience we're having in our day, even if it's just for 5 minutes. If we take 5 minutes to get out of our head and to drop into our senses through breath, through a meditation, maybe it's through just slowing down and listening to the birds outside or consciously petting your cat, right? Something to get you back into your body, into the senses. Maybe it's allowing yourself to take those few moments to be moved by the sight of the sunset or a flower, right? That's something that I really like to do every day is I make it a ritual at the end of my day, no matter what's happening, I step away and I go and watch the sunset because I allow the sunset to move me in an emotional way that is so majestic, otherworldly, that I can surrender into it for just those few moments. And to me, that's the doorway to bliss. When we can surrender for just a few more moments, right? And we can build upon that, but for a few moments, just surrender into the enjoyment of the moment of life.
You know, I like what you're saying, and I think it's unique in our individual expression of what you are offering and suggesting, since we mm-hmm. are in this stay in place time, staying in our homes more than usual, that I think it's about getting creative on how to do that, since yeah. I'm not driving around as much. And I've noticed that technology is connecting us right now, and it also can disconnect us. So when I heard you talk about, in my own words, like getting out of the anxiety, bringing our awareness into the present moment, I've had to take a pause from reading so many emails and all mm-hmm. of the really wonderful offerings that are coming through, especially from a lot of healing practitioners. It mm-hmm. felt overwhelming to me. And as a healing practitioner, and for any of you listening who are also in the same field, I started to question, well, am I not doing enough? Maybe I need to start sending out a newsletter mm-hmm. twice a week like everyone else and offering all this stuff. And I noticed I quickly started to get outside of myself and kind of spin mm-hmm. in self-judgments and criticisms, like I'm not doing enough, or okay, this is an opportunity to help people, it's an opportunity for business. And I realized I was in this place of comparison, like when we're comparing mm-hmm. ourselves to other and coming up short. So I just have given myself permission to take long walks each day.
Yeah.
And just, you know, ask, what am I called to do? And at this moment, it's yeah. not to send out all those kind of emails, just to really take this time to actually look at the flowers that are blooming in my neighborhood, because they're so beautiful. And look at the palm trees, since I'm in Los Angeles right now and not New Orleans, and the birds that are chirping outside as you and I speak. And it's brought me such calmness. So I offer that because I hear you saying it's about these simple pleasures that are surrounding us, and to focus on that as an entry to our
yes
bliss.
Yes, 100%. And I love that. And I'll share vulnerably in the same space as, you know, when this began, I also found myself in that place of comparison and the should be doing, the self-judgment, the self-shaming mm-hmm. in who should I, how dare I hide back or take time back when the world, you know, this is a prime or ripe opportunity, like I should be doing this. And for me, that was, I had a very similar experience where I actually spent 24 hours in a, called a ritual ceremony, where I turned off all the electronics. I had to completely just shut out all, and it was challenging, like no phone, no email, no parents, no sisters, nobody.
Wow.
I didn't even read a book. I didn't intake any information. I didn't okay. consume anything. And instead I just sat with myself, and I started to draw, and I started to play with different colors or oils, or I laid down and I started to take a walk, but I moved very slowly.
Mm.
So I think that that's also a really practical way, is taking time to just tune into what do we, or what do you as the listener need for you at this time? Because there's no right way to do this. There's no right or wrong way to do life right now. There's a way that you need. So really asking that question, what do I need? And what you may need right now, what I needed right now at that moment, was something that I normally don't do, which is complete, total disconnection. And to go completely inward and to recognize that that's not my inspired place. And then from that place, inspiration in spirit came forward through me applying compassionate self-forgiveness for judging myself, for buying into these misbeliefs from the outside world or my inner world that I've created around myself. And I could let myself off the hook, which meant I could guilt-free enjoy the present moment, whatever I was doing, without wow. guilt or shame.
Okay, that sounds so delicious on one hand. And on the other hand, wow, to disconnect like that, I don't know of a time. I do put my phone on silent, but to actually not even check emails to really disconnect, it sounds like I'm feeling pulled to try that for even half a day to start.
And yeah.
You know, to even work your way up to that for our listeners, because I feel like, so how did you feel after? What did you experience?
Oh my goodness. It was so luscious. It was very luscious. And, you know, again, there was moments when I wanted to grab my phone and I specifically put it in the drawer. So even if you start with an hour, because we're inundated, right, as a listener, and like, I love what you said, build your way up. I felt so liberated. I felt more connected and more nurtured by my own love and heart, because I was able to just be with the parts of myself that were busy or that were worried. And I got to give myself love in a way that was undistracted by anyone on the outside. And so I felt actually moved by more inspiration. I felt more connected to my self-trust and more to the universal trust. And I was able to come back into recalibrating what my own natural rhythm is right now.
Okay. Yeah. I can see this being so beneficial to our listeners and me here as well.
Again, it's a simple thing to do. You don't need to go off on a, because right now we can't go off on retreats and escape and unplug, right? Many people go to Bali or Costa Rica, or there are these retreats when we go on these retreats, but we can create these little mini retreat experiences for ourselves right here and right now. It does require some self-discipline, but that's what I believe is creating an evolution in consciousness for us to trust ourselves and to own our inner authority and the inner wisdom.
And so when I hear you particularly speak about inner wisdom, I am reflecting to our session we had that I had with you the other day. And inner wisdom, because I know it's typically when I've thought of inner wisdom, I think of the intellect, the mind, and then the heart and that connection. And so what I want our listeners to know about the session I had with you is, and as a woman, and I'd love to hear you speak to the divine feminine Shakti, which I've read about, heard a lot about, but honestly haven't had like a huge personal, visceral embodiment connection to those energies. And from our session, what really stood out to me, and I've been asking myself, like asking to know, like the wisdom in my vagina, in my pussy is like your bot, like to where you feel like an opening, a yes, which usually has been in my heart, you know, and feeling it like more in my body. And so can you talk to our listeners? Because I think it's important right now where we could be disconnecting from our bodies because of the anxiety and fear, how to bring attention and awareness into that most sacred, sensual, sexual part of our bodies. And, you know, like, feel from there and decision make from there.
Yes, I love that. My whole body just relaxed and opened even more hearing you speak that. Oh yeah, and I'm sure the listeners can feel that shift in my voice and shift in that resonance as I'm speaking right now. That's a relaxation. Yeah, so the inner wisdom that I'm referring to is more of the divine feminine inner wisdom. It comes back to qualities of the feminine, which is listening, deep listening to the wisdom of our body, listening to the wisdom, if you're a woman, of your womb, the creation center of life, the sacral Shakti fire, the Kundalini energy in men and women, the feminine, which both genders, all genders, possess and hold, the divine feminine consciousness, wisdom, and intrinsic qualities. This wisdom is gentle, it's empathetic, it is compassionate, it is all loving and forgiving. And when we attune to that wisdom, it allows our body to open more organically so we could feel more into the moment. And that feeling guides us because we are now the divinity, right? Divine. We are connecting with the divine energy that are existing in the electromagnetic field, that are existing in science, in the quantum field.
Okay.
So this is not just a spiritual woo-woo. We are tapping into the divine feminine energy that exists in the quantum science field. And now we are becoming more receptive. We are living in receptivity where the brain is trying to create and think of solutions, where the body becomes a vehicle, and a vehicle that becomes attuned to the divine guidance that is pulling or navigating, or let's use the word magnetizing you into different directions that your mind may think no, or that's not going to work, but the wisdom of your womb and your body knows. And so this sensual wisdom, this divine feminine, it's guiding from this place of trust, of bliss, of love. And it's allowing you to connect to the universe, God, the divine feminine, this all-loving, benevolent energy that then you get to cultivate. And there's a course that I was running for women called The Way of the Priestess, which was all about pussy power and tapping into your womb and understanding the power that comes. This is specifically, I'm talking to women here, but men also have, you know, the perineum, which is that center point as well. And so there's a center point of the body at the very base in your genitals, where there's a energy center, a pleasure center that is so powerful and magnetic, and consciously working with contracting, breathing it in, opening and activating that center, you tap into this creative energy, this universal creative life force energy. That energy will awaken wisdom that exists within your body. And I know that there's been several studies to show that our body is our second brain. I believe it's our first brain, but yeah. I'm not going to go into a debate on that. But there is an operating system in this body. And in Tantra, you know, they say, and in the tradition, they teach us that there are 72,000 nadi energy centers of wisdom.
Wow.
In our body, the scientific technology. So a new approach would be to access the wisdom in the body, which is a more feminine approach than the traditional masculine approach, which is cognitive, conscious, and thinking.
Yeah. I feel that as you're talking, Josephina, just the power in being in this receptive, discerning, intuitively perceiving mode, which if you as a listener, if you're anything like me, I am more comfortable in the energy of initiating and the energy of action. That's where I feel the most strong and proficient. And so I am cultivating actively being in this divinely feminine receptive mode where it's different. I used to liken that to waiting. Like I'm just waiting for things to happen, which felt kind of helpless, which is why I would fall back to initiating and efforting and like pursuing. But I'm learning, discerning that it's really not waiting, like being receptive. There's a power in itself, just comfortable with knowing it's coming to you. They're coming to you. Can you speak to that? Like how receptivity is different from waiting? And it is actually a powerful position.
Yes, it's very different. I also had a struggle, again, another vulnerability. I also had a struggle when I made the transition from operating in more of my masculine way of being when I was in corporate world and having to really be proactive and jump and grind and grab and hold and initiate and like the saying, like take the bull by the horns and jump on.
Yeah.
Right. This was a shift that I in real time had to navigate. So I'm happy to speak on this to help educate, which there's a difference. We can often judge receptivity or sitting back as weakness or laziness. Therefore, that judgment will block or prevent us from being able to relax, which is what receptivity is. We need to be relaxed in order to be receiving. And so we can self-sabotage by thinking we're kind of sitting back and waiting for things to happen, but we're contracted and then nothing happens. And then we're like, mm-hmm. Oh, forget it, right? We're forget it. Well, so that's a self-sabotaging mechanism. So the difference is it takes discipline, self-discipline, to consciously and intentionally sit back and receive. Very different than laziness or waiting around, because you know you can take that step. But instead, you're practicing opening. You're practicing being receptive. So what you're doing is you're dropping more from the mind into the body, and you're saying, I'm going to allow. Receptivity comes with a quality of allowing. When we are going and chasing or exerting energy and initiating, we are actually pushing forward. That pushing forward is creating resistance that we're unaware of. We're creating a resistance and a momentum. So imagine if you're going to chase something through law, that thing you're chasing has to run because you're chasing it.
Mm-hmm.
So a way to think about it is, okay, I'm not going to run and chase it anymore because I know what I want exists. I'm not going to chase it. I'm going to consciously sit back and teach myself to wait and to be open and to allow for it to, like a wave, come riding itself directly to me.
Yes.
That is a challenge. It's a challenge because in a world where we celebrate more of the masculine way and traits of going and getting accomplishing, we're not taught how to celebrate or see receptivity and allowing as a valuable characteristic or quality trait.
Yeah, and like drawing in, I've been sitting in the experience, the emotional experience of like drawing into me in my energy field where mm-hmm. I know manifestations begin and into what I know will manifest, like just drawing in the love, the connections, the resources, the experiences, like just really almost like gently sucking them in towards me. In a way that's different than making the calls or the emails, or, you know, it's like an action in a different way, like vibrationally.
Correct. Yes, vibrationally. And that's more of the feminine way. It's the doing without doing. It's the effortlessness of it. It's when you're like on our session, right? When we were thinking about what you were calling in, you were breathing through your pussy, you were breathing through your pelvic floor, and you were drawing in, right, this universal energy into your body and vessel. So you're still doing action, but yeah. It's not this outward projection or grabbing outside of you. You're cultivating it. Oof, my whole womb is tingling. You're cultivating it from internally. Why? Because in many spiritual teachings, and as well as my trained background in spiritual psychology, we have the saying, which is your inner reality creates your outward experience. So if you are cultivating the feeling, the desire, the drawing in, and your inner reality is being a focus now and drawing it in, you have it. There's no lack. You're feeling it. You're breathing it in. You're connecting and activating it within you. Then it has to, right, by quantum law, it has to manifest outside of you as a reflection. So it takes the old structure and flips it on its head.
Yes. Josephina, I have a question for you regarding that, but I'd like to go to a quick mention to my sponsor and then come back to this mm-hmm. topic of our inner reality creating our outer experiences. Okay. For those of you listening to All Things Therapy, my sponsor, BetterHelp, is offering you 10% off your first month to check them out. And BetterHelp is cool because they are a HIPAA-compliant online counseling program. They offer secure online therapy via phone and video through their platform. And there are licensed professionals that you can connect with within 24 hours to address various topics from depression, stress, and anxiety to relationships, LGBTQ matters, family conflicts, anger management, and they offer financial aid to those who may qualify. They have over 3,000 licensed therapists across all 50 states. And again, you can access communicating with them in under 24 hours. And if you don't feel like it's a good fit, much like with therapy face-to-face and such, you can request a different counselor and connect with one. So again, to check out this opportunity, go to betterhelp.com/ATT, that stands for All Things Therapy, betterhelp.com/ATT for 10% off first month to try them out. I also want to encourage you to check out the crowdfunding campaign I have for my podcast with Patreon.com. You might be familiar with them. There are so many podcasters and artists and authors and creatives that are asking for you to consider supporting us with a donation as little as a dollar a month. My Patreon campaign you can find at patreon.com/allthingstherapy. And thank you for considering that. Okay, Josephina. So as you were speaking about this, how long is it suggested or indicated or helpful that we sit in that place of intentional receiving, drawing in vibrationally, really feeling that vibration to actually maintain that stateness? Is there a required number of minutes just to get really specific, or how do you address that with people?
That's a very interesting question. That's a very, very interesting question. And I appreciate that. What came to me immediately as you were speaking was differentiating between when it is time to take inspired action and when it is time to sit in your receptivity mode. Mm-hmm. So that I want to also just specify to all the listeners is that I believe that in order for us to be whole individuals, it is requiring for us to be healthy and balanced in both our masculine and feminine energy. So I want to just make sure that I'm very clear that I am not an advocate for only just sitting back with absolutely no action,
right?
Because I don't believe that life will give you and you will be able to experience the fruits of your labor by just sitting back and doing absolutely nothing, you know, and just being in receptive mode. So I want to first clarify that there's a dance and there's a way to integrate both of these energies. To your question in regards to how long should someone stay in receptivity, well, I think the rest of your entire life is it's a practice. It's a practice to cultivate this divine feminine quality of receptivity, of allowing. I believe it's needed now more than ever. And this is why a meditation practice, a morning ritual, is so important, because it creates a sacred, intentional space where you get to get in the practice and the habit of being in receptivity, where you're not doing anything, efforting, forcing, where you're literally in the practice of sitting. And in that sitting, you may receive a vision. In that sitting, you may receive an insight or an aha. In that sitting, and in that receptivity of that wisdom, you'll maybe get an idea. And then from that place of the idea, you're like, oh, that feels good too, because it was in spirit, inspired to take action on that. That makes that feels good. And then in that moment, you take from your receptivity mode And then you would apply it with actionable steps. See, it's still a different approach of just thinking and going and doing. This is attuning yourself and co-creating with the universal energy, with your higher self, your heart, with love. And then from there, you're going to co-create your life from this place of receptivity, which does take a healthy, balanced, masculine energy to create systems and structure and action. But I would not have a successful, thriving practice if I did not have a healthy, balanced, masculine that was awakened inside of me to run a company.
Right. I like your answer, because it's about taking that deep listening and receptivity to what actions now do I take from that more powerful place of certainty, being guided and led and really being focused and actually feeling excited about taking those actions versus
yes.
the dark to do this or that because, okay, they're doing that or this webinar on Facebook suggested or, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. To really, yes. Okay, thanks for your answer.
And yeah, and that's where that Shakti fire comes, babe. It's like, that feels good. Okay, I want to do that. And suddenly you've got this like, this like juicy, you know, sexy energy behind you. And you're like, yeah, it's kind of like that extra oomph. I want to do that. That's going to feel good to create. Now you're not doing. Now you're not doing from the mind. You're creating from the body. Very different way of designing your life. And to your point, even if you sit for 5 minutes, you know, if you've never sat before, you don't have any kind of meditation practice. I have a guided masterclass that's called Rock Your Ritual on my website where anyone can go. It's a guided masterclass. Right now it's only $9. And in that masterclass, I will teach you how to set intentions, the science and wisdom behind rituals, as well as it's a guided process of giving you a channeled Akashic record, heart meditation, breath work, dance, and dynamic tantra movements to shake the energy out. So that's something that if someone is seeking some additional tools and wanting to develop and cultivate that receptivity and practice, that's a resource that's available that you can do in your home now and forever. But if you don't feel like you want to jump on and create that right now, you practice just disconnecting from the world for 5 minutes, just sitting and focusing on your breath, right? You're breathing in, up through your pelvic floor, up through your heart, up through your chest, up all the way to the top of the head, and then relaxing and imagining it just like waving down. That's a way that you can just practice for even 5 minutes, just being in the receptivity of your own breath, the receiving of your own energy.
Yes. And Josephina, I think this is a good time to let our listeners know, for those people listening and this is resonating and they want to connect with you, what are you offering right now and how can our listeners schedule with you and
yes.
learn?
Beautiful. So my Radical Radiance Ritual, the Rock Your Ritual, is available right now on my website, which is Josephina Bashow. It's JOSEFINABASHOUT. And that is available online right now. It's $9 until April the 10th. At that time, it's going to go up to $29, the masterclass with a PDF, a video series, as well as a playlist. So I would highly invite you to jump on that now. I also am doing a live free virtual Tantra introduction class, which is called Tantric Sense. That is this Sunday, April the 5th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's completely free as well. And that you'll be able to get if you find me on Facebook, or we can always send a link on here as well. You can find that event on Facebook Events, Tantric Sense. And then I'm also, because of what's going on with coronavirus, I'm offering some complimentary discovery sessions, which you can book directly on my website. And if anyone who's curious more about this work, curious on how this could positively and uplift their lives and help accelerate you being connected to your infinite potential and your body and your sensuality. So, you know, male or female, those are free discovery sessions. And that's also an easy click of a button on my website. It does, as Lisa knows, it does, I do, ask you to fill out a form. And now the discovery form itself is a gift in itself because it's getting you to discover more about yourself. Do you want to speak on that, Lisa? How was that for you?
Yeah, I was really impressed by your discovery form. So when you go online to schedule with Josephina for a session, be it complimentary or not, there is this really thorough about traumatic experiences, my sexual history, relationship to my sexuality, to just experiences like asked in different ways to draw out. I think so you can really hone in on what wounds there might be, what issues that could inhibit our happiness and where shame could reside. Like with sexuality, mm-hmm. there's also the potential for shameful feelings. So some of those questions help to elicit maybe some areas, you know, that like we're living our lives, we're happy, we're things are going well, but there might be that little place where, ooh, ouch, like I'm still judging myself about that. I still feel some shame around that desire or whatever it is, behavior. And so it helped to really bring forward a couple of those little lingering issues to just really release myself from and accept about me, more love, more acceptance, more forgiveness. And so, yeah, it was like a journey and therapeutic gift in itself, just actually taking the time to answer your questionnaire thoughtfully and honestly and fully.
Yeah, thank you. And it's a great way to see what are the opportunities that are being presented to you, you know, in this moment and for your happiness. So I put a lot of thought and care into it, and that's an opportunity. And I do have three spaces that are available right now in my private coaching practice for ongoing client mentorship, which would be available. But that first step is to, get the questionnaire filled out and to even book that complimentary session, because I always like to make sure we're a really good fit for entering into a relationship dynamic. And it's very important that the container feels very nurturing, safe, aligned, and feels exciting and inspired by both individuals.
You know, and I want to kind of conclude my end of things with sharing how even during our interview right now, Josephina, like in the session, and that there's when you spoke about and speak about the quantum field and just that's where all matter is actually vibrating particles. We are vibrating particles. We appear densely put together, but like I can feel again, my body vibrating, and that breath, that breathing technique you spoke about moments ago of really breathing in through like the opening of your body, your vagina, your sacred sexual center, like taking the breath in through there and like through that central channel, like just coming up all the chakras and out through the top of my head and back down. Like I start to feel that pulsating that I really am. We really are pulsating particles that appear to be dense. And on my walks the last few days since our sessions, I've been asking to feel into less density on the material plane, like to really feel my vibration, like to really, because I notice when I'm angry or frustrated, I get really dense, like really solid. And yet when I feel more joy and happiness, the expansion, I feel like is quantum as far as being more particle than matter. And so just wanting to put that out here too, that it's been a really nice and beautiful shift in my attention.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah. And that's such a fantastic thing, because that is the highest vibrations that are available to us if we tap into is pleasure, bliss, love. Like those are, if we look at like waves, right? Waves of energy. Those are higher, the highest vibrational waves are joy and bliss and love, versus the lower density, the slow waves are the fear, the anxiety, the shame. So you are literally transforming the quality of the experience of your life, and there becomes a level of lightness, a pep in your step as you do this work and you evolve and you move up higher on the soul line where the higher vibrations are. And I love that you're feeling that. And in my intention in every call, every session that I do is to be this beacon and this transmitter to help recalibrate everyone to those frequencies. So oftentimes everyone does feel buzzy and more connected or a little bit more elated, open and joyful, because that is always my intention with what I deliver and bring to humanity.
Yes. Josephita, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your knowledge and wisdom and yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity and getting to share in this beautiful space with you that you've created. Thank you so, so, so much.
You're welcome, Josephina. And I look forward to seeing you in the near future.
I do too, beauty. I absolutely do.
Yes. Take good, good care.
I will. You too. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And please feel free to reach out and send me a love note. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful, blessed, epic day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That concludes my show today with Josephina Beshout. Find out more of everything we spoke about at Josephina with an F. bashout.com. It'll be in the show notes. And y'all, just thank you for listening. I know this is just an extraordinary time. Beyond Words is one of the things I put on my social media, on my Facebook at NOLA Therapy, my Instagram at NOLA Therapy. It's an extraordinary time to, the only words that come to my mind are actually take advantage of. It won't be like this again. To really lean into the things that you have not done and expand into new places within yourself and your very cellular body. I'm serious. So all my love, and I'll be with you again next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.